Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show.
Hope Day and the first Wednesday of maybe a Survivor drought. I don't know. It's on the schedule for fall. I remain hopeful.
They say
some of these reality shows have a pretty fast turnaround time, especially a show like Big Brother, which is also rumored to be coming back probably later than normal, but coming back this summer because they basically shoot it and air it at the exact same time. So if they can get these people quarantined and get them in there and run the show, then maybe we'll get to see it after all. See, there is good news in the world. Let's find out if there's any more. Here's the news with Vin.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. That's where we got our countertops and the tile for the backsplash in our new kitchen. It was at All Natural Stone. Their experts helped us pick something nice. Call
Looks
them.
Good.
They're open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. And online at allnaturalstone.com. Here's what's happening. And by the way, I still have clouds overhead here, so I don't know. I thought we were supposed to be seeing sun by now. Let me double check.
I have a mix now, and I was fully blue sky before. So
man,
maybe we'll get some
weird
morning clouds. Yeah, I hate the weather apps. They just don't know anything.
Well, they're calling for totally clear in my area by 2 o'clock this afternoon.
I mean, I'll look at
so, that. All right. That sounds good. And I've got clear, sunny skies for the next week.
Yeah,
and,
I'm not
and
seeing
peaking,
any clouds.
The temperature is going to peak on Memorial Day at in my area in the 80s. So
yeah,
it's going to be
78
hot.
Is what it says here, which is, you know, yesterday I felt like yesterday was 85 degrees. I'm such a baby.
Well,
no matter what the weather is, I'll complain about it. Don't worry.
So let me begin here in India and Bangladesh. So they have the coronavirus there. They're dealing with the pandemic just like everyone else is. And they also have a cyclone on the way.
Oh my God, how wonderful.
So they're calling it one of the most powerful cyclones in decades. And I can't say that it hasn't occurred to me as we've, you know, discussed the problems of dealing with this, you know, shelter in place and, you know, earthquakes happen and they're not like, oh, you're having other problems? We'll hold off. Like, this is the kind of thing that just happens. And so it's awful to think that millions of people right now are grabbing their masks and running for their lives to find a place to hide from this cyclone. This, again, is along the coast.
That is so frightening.
I know, totally. So it's the coastline of India and Bangladesh. 2.6 million people have fled. 2.6 million have fled to shelters in a frantic evacuation, obviously made worse by a coronavirus pandemic. So can you imagine what may come out of this?
2.6 million people with the coronavirus?
Yeah,
could that be
really, it's really, 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 really bad news there.
It's so scary. Can you imagine if right now you were forced to flee your home and go to a shelter after 10 weeks of isolation?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
No, that's why I did the story. I think it really puts a perspective on some of the problems out there in the world. I mean, yes, I'll be watching Elmo Goes Potty in 1 hour, but, you know, that's nothing.
There's a show called Elmo Goes Potty?
Yeah, it teaches your kid to go potty, right?
Huh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How's she doing with that?
She still craps her pants. So it's not good, I guess.
You going for the nude from the waist down thing? Like,
no,
I see that.
We're not there yet.
I see that happening with Bryn's kid all the time, man. Bryn, every time I see that kid, she has no pants on.
How old is Cameron?
She's 2.5.
Yeah, we're not there. Yeah. We're not even close. They're a year apart.
She still craps her pants too, though. So.
Oh, see, there you go.
But she's
she
really
asked for the diaper, right?
One.
Is that? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she's really good. Yeah, she asked for a diaper. She's like, diaper. And she starts freaking out.
Because like, she got to go. You need to bring her the thing to poop into.
What the toilet's there for.
Yeah, but she's afraid of that. It's
the same
scary
thing. Just sit down where you
I like the coziness and the warmth, you know.
I guess. Yeah. So I'm not forcing it.
Yeah.
I do have some
footage. It's not a problem until you make it one.
The cyclone, though. Hold on. Let me show this to you.
Oh, my God. Oh, shoot. This isn't just coming in and they're fleeing. This is there. It has arrived.
The winds have hit. Yes,
oh,
they're in big
boy,
trouble over there.
That.
So I'm praying for the people of India and Bangladesh because that is bad. On top of a pandemic, this is hitting them.
Man,
that
when
sucks,
it rains,
dude.
It pours. Look, that whole roof is blowing off. You got to be kidding me.
Hey, so the Bay Area has stuck with some of the strictest stay-at-home orders in California, and we've done a really good job. It does look like now, though, that you're going to start to see retail places open up. There are very specific sort of rules in place, including wearing a face mask. And in some cases, they're saying they want you to pay in advance and do curbside pickup. Mm-hmm. But this is the beginning of really important time in our local area as businesses are desperate for any kind of sales they can get, I would imagine, whatever they may be, whether that's a restaurant or a comic book store or whatever your thing might be, you may want to consider making a call and doing a purchase there as opposed to through Amazon. Next story. I thought of Professor Killjoy when I read this. So, you know, I know that you've told us in your old house the kids did not quite, they didn't have access to friends because you guys lived on a big hill.
Yep.
One of the stories you told was about your boy had an actual sword and would be outside practicing his sword play.
He used to dress up like he was some kind of a knight, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And he would, fight a virtual opponent. He would fight an imaginary opponent.
Right.
Not even a virtual one.
Police in Wales got a call last week after a family spotted a man in body armor with a sword in a park. The cops came with guns drawn. Until, of course, they got closer and realized this was just some 20-year-old kid named Lennon Thomas, and he was dressed up as a medieval knight and practicing his sword fighting skills for his live-action role-playing adventures.
Oh, he's a cosplay guy? Is that
armor and sword were fake, and he hasn't been charged with anything, but it gave me that sort of, as I read the story, I thought, oh.
He's still a little boy at heart. He just wants to play.
Sarah's little boy did that too.
Yeah, he stopped though. You know, he wasn't doing it at 20.
Oh, so he doesn't still have the sword?
I don't know. No, I don't think he does.
All right.
He does have it, it's in the back of a closet somewhere. God, the closets. I really need to get to those. But, you know, he grew up. You know, he's going to be 21 in less than a month, and the biggest bummer for him right now is, I don't get to go to a bar with my friends for the first time.
Well,
which is absolutely valid, because I still remember my first time buying liquor for myself or going to a bar. I mean, I can see why it's... But I'm like, but your life is so perfect here with mom and dad. Why would you ever want to... We'll drink with you.
Do you think, out of curiosity, do you think he'd be a guy who would... Of course, the pandemic's an issue for everybody, but imagine it's not there. Would he be a guy that would go to the deuce at 7 p.m. by himself just to see what's doing, or do you think that he's not really a bar, let's see where the night takes me guy?
I think it's a more social thing, like, you know, because he's got a lot of friends who are older than him because of college, you know, and he watches, and I'm sure he has a fake ID. I don't think he's ever come right out and said it, but it's not like he hasn't been to bars, but he looks so young. I'm sure they give it a good look. So hopefully the Nerd Network got that together for him. But he, of course, I would be completely against that. I never drank in college. So I think that he wants to be able to go with his friends, not have to worry about it, not have the stress of, you know, he wants to be of age and go and do the things that people of age get to do. I don't think he'd go to the Deuce. The Deuce, I'm sorry, there's a lot of lowlifes at the Deuce. Also, many very nice people. But if you want to see the seedy underbelly of Mill Valley, let's take a walk. It's right over there. Actually, it's probably closed. But woof. Oh, boy. Like, that's the only place that anybody has come close to getting into a fight here. I mean, John, I watched two people having sex on the dance floor at the Deuce, Halloween, I'll say 2009. Sheesh. I watched it. I'm like, they are doing it. You guys, look. And we all sat there and watched them do it.
Standing like, up.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It was very exciting.
And face to face, or was she
face to face?
Face
to face. She was wearing like a pirate girl outfit with a short skirt, so that was up. She's got a leg around him. They are. I'm telling you, it was happening.
Happens.
And yes, it is also the only place in town that regularly has vomit on the sidewalks. Oh, the
jeez!
I love that place.
Well, that's
John got propositioned for a ride home. I'll give you a little. And he supposedly turned it down. So, but I believe him. You know, that's if you want to get
supposedly turned it down.
Well, that's what he says. I believe him. You know, if you want to get a little random hookup, that's where you go in Mill Valley. Woo, the Deuce! I actually love the Deuce. I don't know why I'm bad mouthing it.
I know you just
places.
Really unloaded on the Deuce. I didn't mean to open the door to that, but you just let him have it.
Well, listen, it's fun to go to a place like that. Who doesn't love a dive bar, right? I mean, just watching people is the funniest part. Especially
I do
as the
love
night
a
goes
dive.
On.
We used to go to this place called the Lucadian near my house in San Diego, and we would shoot pool there and get ripped and then stumble out of there and go home.
Like, vomit on the sidewalk,
great,
get
great
into a
times.
Fight. Great.
Absolutely. All right, a couple quickies. I'm running out of time, so I'll run through a few of these. First of all, let's see. Johnson & Johnson will stop selling talc baby powder in the United States and Canada. They've had major lawsuits claiming that this stuff causes cancer. They say the science isn't there. The people who've won these lawsuits have said that this is what caused me to have cancer.
Huh.
And they say that there's asbestos lurking in their talcum powder and that...
Wow.
I don't know anything about it.
I grew up... Listen, on the West Coast, you have a dry... You have a kind of a dry baby area, like when you're changing your baby. But when I brought my kids home to when my parents lived when they were really little, it's humid there. And you would talc the F out of those kids because, and I was talced as a baby, like everybody was talced as a baby if you live someplace humid. So what does this mean? Like we're all going to get it? Or is this just like for the Paul Mercurios of the world who carried it with them into their adulthood and powder their balls every day?
I just don't know
how long you have to have been exposed to it.
And I don't know.
Talc was part of our lives.
They're saying, as they're pulling it from the market, they're not admitting any kind of fault. They're saying, we believe this
safe.
Causes that problem, but we'll pull it. We don't need no trouble. So,
what are
that's talc's off the market. Now, we've got a bunch of other things to run through. There's a convenience store in Kentucky that's banning people from coming in with your face mask on. The sign at the door says, lower your mask or go somewhere else. Listening to governor. The governor, he's a dump. He's a bleep bleep.
Oh,
so
my God.
That's out there. Also, Pier 1 Imports, it looks like, is going to be going away. They have their closed. They were already in bankruptcy, and apparently they have now said due to the coronavirus and the store closures in entirety, they don't even want to come out of this on the other side open. So they're looking like it's the end of all retail business.
I really like Pier 1. You know, you go there real quick, pick up some pillows. Maybe like a wicker chair.
There was legitimate talk about there being a pandemic baby boom. And what they're now saying after doing a lot of research is that couples are not, A, not trying to have babies right now because this is scary enough that they don't want to be pregnant during a pandemic.
Right.
But B, they're saying couples aren't doing it in general like they thought they would.
Well, we're really annoying each other
right.
in lockdown.
Uh-huh.
And we're super much busier than we thought we would be because of the children.
Right. Yes, absolutely. I am fully out of time, but I will read your text on the other side of these. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.